Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, and we have someone new joining us today on the retirement of Associate Editor for the Times Union, Mike Spain. Now joining us Tuesday mornings will be Mike Goodwin. He is the City Editor of the Times Union. Good morning and welcome, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you today?
Doing great. We have quite a story for the City of Albany above the fold in the paper today under the headline, Off-Duty Albany Cop Kills Man.
Yeah, Utica police say an off-duty Albany cop was in their city when he fatally shot a man Monday. They say the shooting was justified, but he was allegedly patronizing a prostitute at the time and was carrying $3,000 in cash. Officer Christopher Kitto was on administrative leave, Albany police say, while the case is investigated by Utica police and Albany's Internal Affairs Office. Albany's police chief, Eric Hawkins, he says the department will take appropriate action if any internal policies were violated by the officer. Kitto might not lose his job if he's convicted of the misdemeanor prostitution charge unless it involves official misconduct. The incident happened early Monday morning in the Utica neighborhood. Police in that city say Kitto shot a man who was attempting to rob him with a knife.
Well, we'll keep our eyes on that story. Let's now go to the issue as New York State, in the governor's proposal, is looking to legalize recreational use of marijuana. That has an impact on state police and how they're trained for this. And the Times Union's Bethany Bump has a story on this.
Yeah, that's correct. She was listening in on a conference yesterday held downstate where prosecutors and police talked about the potential legalization of recreational marijuana in the state and what kind of training it's going to require police officers to undergo so they can recognize the difference between, say, somebody who's intoxicated by alcohol or someone who's high on marijuana when they're driving. They were examining an increase in fatal crashes that have happened in legal marijuana states like Colorado, Washington, and Oregon. Nassau Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder said he expects his officers will be saddled with a lot more work as they try to wade through this new possible intoxicant once it's legalized. He says the extra training is going to be costly. They spend about $1 million on that type of training now, and they'll have to bump that up quite a bit. They'll have to know how to, you know, evaluate drivers impaired by marijuana at roadside stops and in station house evaluations. It takes, I guess, a special kind of training to carry that off. Prosecutors say there's going to be an education effort convincing the public that stone drivers are not necessarily slower drivers or safer drivers.
Interesting. Well, from there, let's head up to Saratoga Springs. They want Wi-Fi throughout the city, and there's a company that's proposing to do it, and there's some questions about that company.
Yes, correct. The city of Saratoga Springs late last year signed off on a deal with a company called Sci-Fi, S-I-F-I Networks, to design and install and maintain a fiber optic network in the city that would basically make the city equipped for Wi-Fi citywide. Companies could hook into it. Residents could hook into it. It'd be the first of its kind in a state, and there's only a handful of communities in the nation that have such a citywide system. Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan says it'll come at no cost to the city and will help drive down the cost for Wi-Fi for companies and residents because a bunch of different providers will be able to hook into it. But an expert at New York Law School says there's concerns about the company, which is yet to complete the installation of a system anywhere in the country, and it's hard to evaluate how practical and usable the system will be until they have a completed product that somebody can examine.
City Editor of the Times Union, Mike Goodwin, joining us, his debut after the retirement of Associate Editor Mike Spain. They continue to join us on Tuesdays. There's more on these stories at timesunion.com and more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Mike, thanks. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good day.